Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
I'm delighted to say Martin Murphy of Horse Racing Ireland joins us on the line. Martin, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Patrick. How are you keeping?
Yeah, I'm doing very well. Very busy times at the moment, Martin, because one of the biggest festivals on the Irish racing calendar is only just around the corner.
Yes, the Galway 7-day extravaganza starts on Monday and everybody looking forward to it so much as usual. Just lately they're just receiving a bit of rain in Galway, which is a good sign because they've all been under pressure to water for the last couple of weeks. And, you know, the weather looks very good. It's been great for the last couple of weeks, as we know. And looking at just the amount of entries we've got, it certainly seems to be very popular. Huge amount of entries for the first 4 days I have ahead of me. And a lot of English interest as well. Like usual, William Mullins, Dermotwell, of course, be trying to forget about last year when he had two winners, which was his lowest total for many years. He'd be trying to get his champion trainer title back. You have the likes of Joseph Ryan, of course, who won the Galway Hurdle with Tigris River. He's now a major player on both the Flat and the National Hunt. And of course, you have Aidan O'Brien there as well. So it's going to be a tremendous race and some really, as I say, some lots of things to look forward to. Hopefully the weather will stay reasonably good. And Ladies Day and Thursday will be a huge success when, you know, all is kind of set fair now for a very good week.
Yeah, absolutely. Indeed. Before we look forward, let's look back, because last weekend it was Darley Irish Oaks weekend at the Cora Martin, and Sia Class really did show her class on Saturday's feature.
Without a doubt, I have to say it was a fantastic ride, no doubt about that, by James Doyle. I say one of the best rides I've seen for a long time. To actually win an Irish Classic coming from last place to first without using the stick, it takes a lot of doing, to be quite honest. It takes a lot of nerve. Only won a neck, just got up in the last couple of strides to deny Dunica and Aidan O'Brien of another success with Forever Together. But it was a fantastic run by Sia Class, and she obviously is a high class filly. That was only her fourth career start. She's won her last three now, and they're looking maybe to Pre de l'Arc and maybe the Yorkshire Oaks before that. She's obviously a high class filly. She has her own probably ideas about the game. Sometimes she's used to switch the tail on that, but it's very interesting about James. So I'll give her a peach of a ride, I have to say. I really thought it was a very good ride, and it was a great weekend and good to see it for English horses. Five winners over the course of the weekend, Patrick. I remember times that used to be fairly common in Ireland, but in recent times that's not the case. But they won four races in a row on Saturday. Of course, that hasn't happened for many, many years. And they won, of course, again on Sunday in the big sprint race. So good to see that. Good to see you need to have good level of competition. As I say, Sia Class, as you say, she certainly was a star turn.
Magic Wand returned back to Ballydoyle with a dirty nose, but Forever Together really ran a good race again and showed her true potential.
She did. I mean, she was a very good winner of the Oaks. I think, you know, maybe just dropping back to a mile and a quarter probably didn't suit her on very fast ground in the Pretty Polly Stakes. But certainly last weekend was more like it. She was up there all the way. Dunica looked like a decisive advantage, about from two furlongs out, as she was going to win. And she just wasn't able to hold off Sia Class. But it was a fine performance. She'll go for the Yorkshire Oaks as well, I'm sure, and there's plenty of big races for her. Magic Wand, I'd say, definitely didn't give her true running. No surprise it was a medical reason for it. I'm sure she will be back. Maybe she was just feeling the effects of, you know, a hard race at Ascot, and maybe, you know, a run in Epsom as well before that. She was also in Chester too as well, so maybe, you know, three trips across the Irish Channel or the English Channel for a filly at this time of year maybe just caught up with her. She just didn't give her true running, but I'm sure she will be back. But it was a very, very good race, and I remember one for Dennis Scala, of course, to give his last commentary on an Irish Oaks. Haven't done so many for many years before that.
Some fantastic racing as well in Tipperary last Sunday. Of course, we saw a 7-race chase card. Rachel Blackmore having the time of her life at the moment, and probably one of the rides of the year for me aboard Classic Tierra.
Yes, unfortunately, actually back to myself, Patrick, and certainly I would have to agree with you. Unfortunately, she's got a 5-day ban for that, so she's got 8 days in total, but I think she's appealing that, and I think they were probably a little bit harsh on her, no doubt, with that, because she really is riding superbly well. There's no question about that. And, you know, she's leading the championship so well. I think that we were just on maybe during the week here, we can't remember another lady rider having three winners in the one day. Now, Nina Carberry would be the obvious one, maybe, to spring to mind, or Katie Walsh. I'm pretty sure, unless Nina did it once, but no, I can't remember that myself, but a lot of people were saying that it would have been the first time, and certainly, like, you know, she really has set the racing scene by storm, and she'll be riding some good horses during the week at Galway as well. Like, she really has made a mark on the whole Irish racing scene the last 2 or 3 years, and long may it continue. She really is a very fine rider and a great ambassador for the sport.
Yeah, absolutely, indeed. Also, another great ambassador for the sport, and you'll be talking about the O'Brien family, Dunica O'Brien, who had a 4-timer on Wednesday night, and very unlucky not to make it a 5-timer.
Yes, that's right. And I know a lot of them, you know, a lot of Murad's on favourites, and he probably would expect that. But, you know, he really is riding well. He's 7-8 clear now of Colin Keane. He's 10-1 on Amos, and Amos is certainly to win the jockey's title. And it'd be unusual to have two brothers win the title within the space of a couple of years. Of course, Joseph was champion jockey twice in the last couple of years, and now with Dunica as well. Very obviously, very talented rider, Dunica. Very tall chap. He really is, like, even taller than Joseph. And, you know, when he walks by you, you can't believe that he's a jockey and he can keep the weight down as well as he has. He's had a tremendous season, winning three classics already, almost a fourth one last weekend, and he's really matured into an excellent rider. If he can keep the weight down for another year or two, there's no doubt, but I think he will be champion jockey this year, but even more success is likely to follow. It's just obviously that weight problem is, you know, always at the back of your mind. How long more can he keep riding? Because he certainly is a very tall chap.
Last night's racing at Leopardstown, just two things. Goddess, very disappointing last night.
Yes, absolutely, it has to be said, Patrick. I just wonder, you know, like, she was very good when she won 10 lengths a couple of weeks ago. I was there that day and she looked really, really impressive. Last night, she just wasn't able to shake them off at all. And as far as, I don't think Ryan Moore did ease up on her in the last four. And I think he knew something was wrong somewhere. I'm sure there would be medical reason would come out for that. She was, you know, as I say, promoted to favouritism for next year's 1,000 guineas after her win 2 weeks ago. But I'm afraid after looking at her last night, you'd have to go back to the drawing board. But I'm sure that was definitely too bad to be true. And she will probably bounce back in time. But good win for Skidder Scatter. She's been in good form this season. Fair play to Patrick Pendergast, having a good season. Another jockey as well, having a very good season this year, is Ronan Whelan. He was on the double last night and is certainly doing very well, Ronan. He was champion apprentice a couple of years ago, and then, you know, as he lost his claim, he probably struggled a little bit. He's a second jockey to Kevin Manning and in the powerful Bulger establishment, but this year he's really come out of his shell, and I think he's riding as well as I've ever seen him. He's a very, very good and very strong rider, and I think he will certainly probably take over from Kevin when Kevin eventually decides to retire.
And finally, Martin, firstly, Anthony Van Dijk, very impressive in the Tyro Stakes, but secondly, I don't think I've ever seen two dead heats, as winning dead heats, on the one card.
Well, would you believe, Patrick, I was asked that question straight away last night, and I was thinking about the time, because I do vaguely remember, would you believe, it did happen before, and I remember driving home last night thinking about it, and I finally hit on it. Would you believe, it was actually in 20th of May in 1992, two horses of Denver Wilds, actually. Trapica was a very good filly for him. Dead heat in the first race at Tour of Maiden. And in the last race, he brought up a four-timer with a horse called McKean. Won a bumper and actually dead heated for first place in the bumper. It was ridden by Mr. James Nash, of course, who now was a properly licensed trainer in his own right, he was first man to ride winner in Florida Pearl, which would be James Nash. But that actually was 26 years ago, and it was the 20th of May in 1992.
My bike, God, there you are.
It's, well, I think it's been put out on Twitter today, and I can't remember anything since then, but we actually looked up this morning and it was that way. It's just one of those things that kind of hit you. And the funny way is that Leopardstown again, it was a Wednesday meeting, that meeting, and it's strange the way things go, but I'd say it doesn't happen too often.
No, it doesn't, and it's not too often that we've got a genius like you, Martin, and that's why we employ you here on CRY 104 FM. Let's have a look towards the weekend's racing, Martin. So just one meeting this weekend, because Sunday is always the Sunday before Galway is always the day off for the stable staff.
That's right, and I think deservedly so, and everybody gets ready for it, everybody heads west. Gordon Hart tomorrow, good card, 7 races, earlier start at 1:25. Some interesting racing, good fields actually tomorrow. They are expecting a bit more rain overnight, so you just want to keep an eye on that. The ground officially at the moment, good to firm, but it got a bit of rain yesterday and there's more expected tonight. I think the interesting one is in the 2:30, waiting for the day in the Phillies Handicap. That's the most valuable event in the card. And this one is a real improver of Joseph O'Brien's, has won her last four races in very good style. Has gone from a mark of 57 and runs off 86 tomorrow night. Tomorrow, so £29 of her last four wins. And she's up £7 for her last win at Leopardstown a couple of weeks ago. And undoubtedly, she still is the one to beat here. She hasn't got the best of draws in stall 11, but there's only 12 runners, so I don't think it'll matter too much. There's a couple of chances against her. Horse of Tracy Collins called Nevo was good second last time, would have a bit of a squeak. Certainly another one there, Pat of Silver, I think, for Richard Brabison, has won over this course in distance in the past. Young Ben Cohn's quite a good jockey. He claims 7 off 8.9, just gives her 8.2. So that gives plenty of weight from waiting for the day. And maybe Pat the Silver might be the one to back each way. I wouldn't want too much rain for her, but I think she's a good each way chance, provided the ground stays at least good.
Okay, so that's the feature tomorrow. Let's have a look through the rest of the card. The opening race is the 4 Neck Coin Irish EBF Auction Maiden for Phillies Martin, over 7 furlongs, and there's 13 Phillies going to post.
this going to be very hard to beat a horse here called Queen Maeve for Gerard Lyons and Colin Keane, having a good season again, of course, the champion jockey of last year. And this one was a good second first time out at a Curragh Maiden around Derby weekend. That was a very good performance. These are kind of only auction horses, and I expect her certainly to justify favouritism and probably should win this. No really major stables in against them like Aidan O'Brien, but Dragon Roll for Jessica Harrington should improve in the first run and could get involved. But any money maybe for the top on Scarlet Skies from Kevin Hendergast could be interesting. But I think Queen Maeve could get favourite backers after a good start.
The 155 Martin is the racing again at Gore on August 15th. Apprentice handicap for horses rated 45 to 65. Again, over 7 furlongs.
Yeah, very wide open this one. And it was a race there at Ferry House a couple of weeks ago where number 16, Lenovia, beat number 10, Idalia, by half length in the driving finish. Good race between them. Lenovia's gone up a few pounds in the weights. Idalia stayed the same. So I think Idalia may be off for Tracy Collins, might be able to reverse placement tomorrow. Gavin Ryan is a good young apprentice for Jim Bulger, has a decent chance here. Another one maybe with a chance is Button Popper, who was a big surprise winner at Roscommon last time, up £6 for that for Austin Leahy. Could go well again, but I think the Daddy might be that worth supporting in each way.
The 9 furlong Phillies Maiden is due off at 3:05 Martin with 17 runners.
Yeah, not the strongest of races on form. I'd say Erin for Aidan O'Brien, a good second last time out, would be one of the leading fancies. And maybe Dermerwell's Arena, who ran okay at Hot at the Curragh last week in a better race, finished 5th in a mile maiden, shaped as if she definitely would prefer a longer distance. And maybe this could be her chance now over a mile and 1 and extended 100 yards. Stable of Dermerwell, obviously, big week from next week. They're having a much better season than they were this time last year. And maybe with Declan McDonald aboard, despite a wide draw, she could be the one here.
The 9 furlong 45 to 65 handicap is the 3:35 Martin, and again the maximum field of 17 runners.
Yeah, a couple of horses in form here. Akari was a good winner over this course in distance earlier on the season. Had a bit of a chance for Gary Caldwell and Gary Halpin. Number 9, Coach Bombay, was a good winner at Navan last time. A very tight finish, up £4 for that. And Shane Foley takes the mount here with a chance. But the one who's going to take a chance on is number 8, and this year Don. A good third at Nace during the week. Has been pretty consistent for Gavin Cromwell. Young Sean Davis came 7 off this, which gives him a very good chance. And, you know, she might just be the one each way.
The 4:05 race, Martin, is the 9 furlong race. It's a handicap for horses rated 50 to 80, and we have 14 runners.
Yeah, competitive stuff here. Hamley, the top one, ran a good race when second, the Matt's Prize at the Curragh and Derby weekend. Beaten 6 lengths on that occasion. My Matt's Prize has gone on since and finished second in the listed race. Very decent horse, that Matt's Prize. So that was good form from Hamley, and she won't be too far away. Nanabad has won it, but a bit of a chance for Jared Fahey. Showed her best form for some time when toured at Killarney last week. Tried to make all the running, and would have to have a good chance of reproducing that. But maybe number 7, Sheila's Hope. Won 3 in a row before being just touched off at Nace last time. The horse that beat her, Knight of Power, has since gone on and won twice, so it wasn't a bad run. It wouldn't want too much rain, but Tom Madden is the leading apprentice at the moment. He claimed a valuable £5 here, and maybe Sheila's Hope can do it again.
The final race of Gorn on Saturday, Martin, is the auction race for 3 and 4 year olds only, over 9.5 furlongs, and 7 runners will go to stalls.
Magnetic North will be the likely favourite here for Sheila Labrie. Robbie Coghlan, good winner of a Leperson Maiden last time. We'd have to have a decent chance here. But maybe a horse called Rain Tree, I think, has a bit of a chance against her. Gavin Ryan claims a valuable 7. Again, another one for Patrick Pendergast, I'd say, who's having a very good season. This one was a winner at Leperson earlier on the year. Won't mind any rain that falls overnight, and I think might be a bit of value to be the likely favourite, Magnetic North.
Okay, so that's the action at Gorn over the weekend. The feature in England this weekend, well, that is the, of course, the Midsummer Highlight, the King George VI and Queen Elizabeth Stakes, sponsored by Kipco. It's a Group 1 contest due off at 3:40 at Ascot. 8 runners have been declared, Martin. We were talking about off air, very interesting to see Cracksman being declared, but they would need rain for him to run.
I think it certainly would need plenty of rain, all right, Patrick. It looks the weather over there in England has been quite good. He's been a bit disappointing this year, although he did win the Coronation Cup. He certainly struggled to do so on that occasion. And people, you know, a lot of people are saying like he banged his head off the stalls and things didn't work great for him. He also hasn't shown his best form at Epsom before, but last time at Ascot didn't seem to have many excuses. Well beaten by Poets Ward in the Prince of Wales Stakes. Now, he never really travelled on that occasion at all. Even down to start, he just didn't seem to be as interested as he should be. And I just wonder, I see Robert Haviland takes over tomorrow. He rides him a lot of work all the time. Frankie the Tory is suspended, but he definitely needs a cut in the ground, I think. And I'd be surprised if he runs if the weather stays the way it is. Now, if he does run, obviously it'd be a different story. But if he gets the rain that he needs, he definitely has. He would beat these horses on last year's farm, but it's just yet to prove that he was as good as he was. And maybe a safer option would be looking somewhere else. Aidan O'Brien has 2 runners, Hydrangea, who disappointed last time, but on earlier or last season's farm would have a good chance. She did win Ascot last year. She's a decent mare. there, this one, and stepping back up to 9.5 would suit her. Rostakovich is one of the second Irish Derby, but the trios have yet to really prove how good they are, and this is a tough enough task for him. Shemmy Heffernan rides him, but he is 25-1 at the moment. He likes making a run, and he likes very fast ground as well, so conditions will probably suit him, but whether he's good enough to beat some decent oil horses, I wouldn't be quite sure. I think the two to concentrate on are probably Sir Michael Stout's two, Crystal Ocean and Poets Ward. Poets Ward was a good winner over Craftsman last time. That was a fine performance. Typical Michael Stout, slowly improving the whole stay as he gets older. And I think this is a worthy favourite now under James Dial. Crystal Ocean was a good winner at Hardwick Stakes last time before I won well at Newbury. He looks at another Stout improver. I think really it's between these two, to be honest. Coronet has a chance for Gosden. Olivia Pellier rides that one. She won well at Epsom last time, but I'm never quite sure over a mile and a half. An interesting race, but I would be happy to go along with one of the Stouts too. Which one is the question? Maybe Poets Ward is the improver. He could be the one.
Okay, so that is the action this weekend. Let's have a look at Ballybrick then, Martin, over the first 4 days, because the entries have been released over the past couple of days. And we'll start with Monday. Of course, the feature is the old GPT handicap, now sponsored by the Connacht Hotel. We've seen some fantastic stories down throughout the years. William Mullins has a plethora of horses in this. Which one goes and what do you fancy?
Well, that's a good question. Which one calls? I said be at least three or four, Patrick. And the one thing here, I suppose, that's interesting, that Patrick Mullins himself has been champion amateur rider 10 times in the last 12, 13 years. Now, he hasn't actually ever won this race, which is interesting. It's kind of the amateur derby, just the one race that people really want to win. He's got a choice, and it looks like he'll be riding Limini, who, of course, is a high-class hurdles mare. Now, this one hasn't actually ran in Ireland at all at the flat. Ran a good few times a couple of years ago in France. Has a very attractive mark of just 89. Now, she's a high-class hurdler. There's no doubt. We've seen her win the Cheltenham Festival last year in 2017, and she obviously is a high-class mare over hurdles. So you'd imagine that if she can translate that form to the flat, she will be favoured, I think, on Monday, and you'd have to respect her chances in a big way. Now, she's only won about five or six William Mullins entries that could go well here. Gustavo Vassa is one that has gone close in a certain number of races of late without winning. He's got a good chance up around the top weight mark, and Logger is another one I thought that won well at Listowel last time. Certainly will have no problem with the distance and should go very well. There is an English rider, Bedrock for Ian Jardine, is coming over, has some decent form. Well, Joey Sassa, was a good winner over hurdles last time for No Mead and makes a bit of appeal here. His main target is the Galway hurdle, but would have a chance here if he lines up. The one I was looking down towards the bottom, as long as not too much rain, is a horse called Ancient Sands. John Cody trains this one. I thought he ran a very good race in fourth at the Curragh in the 2 mile handicap on Derby Day itself. That was quite a good effort. He came from a long way back on that occasion, which horses weren't tending to do with the Curragh because the ground was so fast, and if you got out in front, you more or less stayed there. But Ancient Sands came in, he turned in last in that particular race and ran on strongly to finish fourth. He was one they definitely marked down for the race, and I just think he has a decent chance. Not quite sure who's going to ride him, but obviously John Cody will use a very good amateur. Of just 10-12, he makes a bit of appeal to me, and he'd be my each way selection on Monday.
Anything else on Monday's card, Martin?
It's difficult to know. Imagine William Mullins will probably win the fourth. He's got three previous winners in the race. Cool Colonnade, Easy Game was a particularly impressive winner at Killarney, and he, I think, will be the one that probably will start off punters on a good note here. Should have lied one by the Tipperary, but it was a weak enough race. I'd be surprised if Easy Game turns up. I think he probably will win here. Other horses on maybe on the night. The Tour of Maidens is always fascinating. Dermawell has won this for about 27 times in the last 40-something years. He always loves putting a nice two-year-old in here. Didn't have a runner the race last year, and I'd say he'd be out to try and make amends here. Whatever he runs, he's got about three or four in it. A horse called Mofakar, I thought, ran very well when second to a horse called Christmas at Roscommon last time, trained by Aidan O'Brien. That was quite a good effort, and if he's the chosen selection from the Wells stable, I would roll along with him.
Okay, so that is Monday's action kicking off at 5:20. Tuesday's action also kicks off at 5:20, Martin. The feature being the Colin Quinn BMW Mile Handicap over the extended mile. A very, very competitive race this is every year.
Yes, absolutely. Firstly, so Patrick, as you know, 18 runners always line up, and the draw can be very important here. You don't really want to be drawn too wide. If the ground is soft, sometimes you can get away with it, but normally on decent ground or faster, it always pays to be close to the rail, so it's difficult to know what's makeup of the field at the moment. But plenty still in the race at the moment. Riven Life was a good winner last year for William Mullins. He goes again, but he has 10-1 this year, and hasn't actually raced at all in 2018, which suggests that he probably might need this run. But in saying that, coming from the 81 yard. He always has them fairly fit and ready, but he'll take a good one to win this race 2 years in a row, and I would prefer to look somewhere else. Down towards the middle of the weights, I think a horse called Ozzy Valentine is a good chance for Adrian McGuinness. Has in tremendous form of late. Four times down the last couple of weeks, he's been in the first four. He won two. He ran very well and ran very close toward at Leopardstown over in a trial race for this. And I just think even if the ground did go a bit soft, he would be suited to it. He's a tough, well-established handicapper, and I think you need that in a race like this because, you know, it's a very tough race here. 18 runners going flat to the mat around Galway over a mile. You certainly want to be a fairly strong horse and wouldn't want to be shirking the issue in any way, and I think Ozzy Valentine fits the bill there. Gerald Lyons is a couple of good horses. Tony Gent would have a chance if he runs. He's been knocking the door this year without winning. But another one, he has a horse called Inscribe. He'd be very interesting. He probably wants a bit further than this, but a strong gallop here will help him. I've seen it. I was at the corridor earlier on the season when he won over a mile and a quarter, and he won well. A drop of rain wouldn't go amiss either. So I think Inscribe and maybe Ozzy Valentine would be my two against the field there.
Anything else on Tuesday night?
Some interest with the opening maiden, or the open novice hurdle, is a listed race for the first time this year. Again, Mullins will have a strong hand, but there was one there of Jessica Harrington's called Holden Pattern. I've been quite impressed with that one. Won well in the flat at Allen Robb there during last week, but before that had finished second and also won a maiden hurdle very well at Punchestown. Life's good ground, and Jessica's having a fine season. That definitely would have a good chance of winning if he lines up in this first race. The rest of the card, lots of handicaps. Again, the filly's maiden for 2 years should be interesting here as well. Again, the Well Stable very well representing this, and they normally do well. A horse called Lightning Amber has been toured twice in her two runs. She would have a bit of a chance. If Aidan O'Brien does line up with one or two of them, you'd have to respect their chances as well. But as I say, it's difficult to know at this early stage.
Wednesday's card then, Martin, later than usual start time, yeah. 5:10, an interesting move by the committee, and of course the feature being the Tote.com Galway Plate.
Yes, a great race this over the years, and it really has, you know, improved an awful lot in recent years. I think with extra prize money, Patrick, you're bringing out the better horses all the time. If you look at last year's winner, Back of the Flow, going on to win the Ryanair Chase, and then, you know, a couple of years ago we'd Road to Riches going winning the race and then going on finishing third in the Galway Plate or the Cheltenham Gold Cup the following year. So it takes a really good horse to win this race now. It's a high class event, and you can tell by the list of horses here, like Sub Lieutenant, Vatsar Lido, like they're all formerly Grade 1 winners. Jewelry Duty was a very good novice last season. You know, they're all up towards the top of the way. It's very good horse in their own right, and with the prize money of nearly 150,000 to a winner, it's no surprise to see a strong hand. I do like, I have to say, last year's third, Joseph Bryan, Slow Motion. I thought she ran a very good race last year, which was kind of inexperienced. She hasn't really done a huge amount in the meantime, but she hasn't actually been asked to do so either. She ran over hurdles last time. She finished fourth at Tipperary a couple of weeks ago, which is quite a good effort. She wouldn't be as good over hurdles as she is over fences. She can run off exactly the same mark. She only has 10 stone 8 at the moment. Now, the weights are going to go up at least 9 pounds. That'll put her about 11-3, and she would definitely have a big chance. I think others maybe worth a second look would be the likes of Woodland Opera for Jessica Harrington. Always runs well in this type of trip. I don't think her stable companion Rock the World will get the trip over 2.6 at Galway. He's a better horse over a shorter distance, and up that hill twice would be tough for him. The other one was looking at Snow Falcon. He's got the right profile for the race. Decent novice last season, just fell short of Grade 1 company, but did run some good races. His form tapered off slightly, but never thought he actually got the 3 mile trip. So back over 2 miles six, I think he's got a bit of a decent chance. The only slight worry would be, well, he's 11 stone, which isn't too bad a weight. Whether this will be his first handicap, so you probably just wonder, has he got the experience for it? But if he can jump around safely, I think he travels well enough to suggest that he have a big chance here. So maybe Snow Falcon and Slow Motion, I would go with those two at the moment.
Okay, so that is the Galway Plate. Anything else on Wednesday's car, Martin?
Yeah, as I say, like, looking here, there's absolutely a huge amount of entries in a lot of races, but there's a horse there in the amateur maiden called Lure of the Sea for Denver Wild. If that one turns up, she was second at the Curragh in her only maiden around Guineas weekend. That was quite a good effort, beaten by a decent horse called Tissiac of Joseph Ryan's, who is a very, very smart filly. If she, Lure of the Sea, lines up in that amateur maiden on Wednesday, the 6:45, she has an outstanding chance.
Okay, so that is Wednesday's card. Then, of course, the feature on Thursday, the richest handicap hurdle in Europe, is, of course, the Guinness Galway Hurdle. 4:35, the official start time for this one, Martin. And again, another wide-open handicap.
It is a full field here at 20, definitely. There's 39 horses left in after yesterday's Barford stage, but definitely we'll have a full field at 20. And I can see one of the gambles of the week here, Patrick, possibly going on Whiskey Sour of Woody Mullins's. Woody's only won the race twice, despite some good efforts in recent times with Clondare Warriors most recently, a couple of years ago. But Whiskey Sour was a very good horse at Galway last year, won twice in the flat, which so he definitely handles the track very well. He won the 2 mile amateur handicap on the Monday, and then he came out and won the 1.5 mile flat handicap on the Friday under Declan McDonough. So we know he handles the track. He had a good season over hurdles. He was a fortunate grade one winner at Leopardstown over Christmas when a couple of horses fell at the last and left him home clear. He ran a good race in the county hurdle at the Cheltenham Festival, so he's well used to these big field handicaps. The slight negative I have again is that the Galway hurdle, 20 runners on a very tight track, his style of racing is generally to come from behind, and that's not easy around Galway. You'd need a lot of luck in running. The weights are going to go up 9 pounds, so he's going to have about 11.3, and that'll be interesting to see what. He's not an overly big horse, but he has plenty of class. If he's around, if he's on the premises, turn into straight, he's got the finishing speed to win. It's just I've got a feeling that he could get further back than he needs to be. And I think at the prices he might be 7-2, 4-1. I've got a feeling that he wouldn't be for me, but I can see why a lot of people will back him, and he certainly has the class to win. I was looking at maybe towards the bottom. Joseph Brown's Monarch has won his last two in good style. He's an improving horse and would have a decent chance here. Also, Gordon Elliott's Cartwright. Gordon's never won the race. He's been second on numerous occasions, including with the great Cause of Causes, actually, was second there a couple of years ago. But Cartwright is a very unexposed novice. He's a decent horse, won some nice races last season, hasn't actually ran the handicap yet, but I wouldn't mind that too much. I think 100 America, 136 is not too bad. He'll carry around 10-9 in the final, maybe 10-9, 10-10, which would be a nice weight for him. I just think he has a bit of a chance. It would be nice to see Mick Mulvaney's on the go again go very well. If the ground gets soft, he's got a really good chance. He's a classy horse, both on the flat and over hurdles. He should have run a race about 10-8 around that. If he gets interested, I'm not quite sure if he will, but if he does, he'd have a bit of a chance as well. But maybe at this stage the likes of Monarch and Cartwright could be the ones I'd be playing.
Okay, so very interesting to see how they will go. What about the rest of Thursday's card?
Thursday's some night, it is always a great chase there on the Thursday, the grade three novice chase, and it was a very good race last year, won by Rat Finden, of course, went on and won at the Cheltenham Festival. A couple of horses with chances. Robin DeForey didn't give his true running at Killarney last time, but it will be one of the fancy ones here. But one of Gordon Elliott's called Barra, who was a very good third in the Coral Cup this year, won her first chase at the Kilbeggan meeting there a couple of weeks ago, jumped pretty well on that occasion, and she gets a £7 allowance off a couple of these geldings. I think Barra, she turns up, has a great chance.
Okay, so that is Galway, I should say. Just before we let you go, Martin, Glorious Goodwood starts off Tuesday, and a couple of changes in the card. Tuesday's feature now, of course, is going to be the 2 mile Goodwood Cup. We've got the odds on favourite Stradivarius.
Yeah, there's no doubt he's chasing the big bonus. I think £1 million bonus match, like when all these kind of group races or these cup races. He was a good winner at Royal Ascot last time. There's no question he battled well to win the Ascot Gold Cup. I wasn't quite sure he'd get the trip, but things worked out well for him. And there's no doubt you can see why he's hot favourite on Tuesday. He will take plenty of beating, there's no doubt.
Wednesday's feature is the Qatar Sussex Stakes, and we've got a bit of a match like we always used to have, Martin. Always some great battles down through the years in the Sussex Stakes, and this Wednesday we'll see Without Parole take on Expert Eye.
Yeah, very interesting there now, I have to say. Expert Eye was a very impressive 2-year-old. He looked extremely good. Disappointed in the Jew horse after. Then early on the season, didn't seem to, take the mile. The mile distance would be the big problem for Expert Eye. But he bounced back in brilliant style when he won the Jersey Stakes last time. He was very impressive that day, I have to say. But without Parole, I just think I'd give him a slight edge. He's very unexposed as well. He stepped up from a listed company to win the St. James Palace Stakes. He beat Gustav Klimt on that occasion. I just think there's much more improvement in him. And he's safer, I think, over the mile than Expert Eye. Should be a fascinating race, but it gives slight preference to Without Parole.
And Thursday's feature, Martin, is the Qatar Nassau Stakes over the 10 furlongs for the fillies. And we saw Urban Fox creating a shock win in the Pretty Polly a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, no, that was really... That form of that race has worked out extremely well, Patrick, I have to say, because even the last horse on the occasion, Turret Rocks, came out and won the Mel Stakes on the next start. And of course, we've seen Forever Together last weekend at the Curragh, going very close. Up to that, Auburn Fox had run a very good race at Ascot, only finished fourth over the mile, but there's no doubt I think the step up in the mile and a quarter really suited her. The fast ground would certainly suit her, and I think she has first rate claims yet again.
Yeah, so it's a really busy week in the racing world. Of course, Galway kicks off Monday, Glorious Goodwood on Tuesday. Martin, I'm going to ask you for your best bets of the weekend at Goran Park and your best bets at Galway next week.
Okay. Tomorrow, I would definitely take a chance on Path of Silver in the 2:30 and possibly then in the 4 or 5, Shield of Hope. Definitely would be interested in those two. Galway Monday, definitely would be interested in Ancient Sands. Just hope that the rain stays away enough in the 7:40 and definitely going to back him each way. I think on Tuesday, I'd take a chance on Ozzie Valentine. I think he certainly won't be out the first 3 or 4. He's a very solid horse, and he won't be too far away. Wednesday, in the Galway Plate, one probably did mention earlier on is a horse called Peregrine Run. If the ground cried out an awful lot, he would have a bit of a chance for Peter Fahey. He's a great profile, kind of second-season novice, likes good ground. Ran well here last year, went toward over the course. Ran a flat race there a couple of weeks ago, ridden by the trainer's daughter to finish fourth to Wicklow Brave in the conditions race. Nicely weighted, and he could go well, but I think Slow Motion has a great chance for Joseph O'Brien. Well, maybe in the Galway Hurdle, take a chance on Cartwright. I think he'll get into the race all right, and he's got a good chance for Gordon Elliott.
Okay, so that is the week's air action. Martin, thanks very much for joining us this week, and I'm sure we'll catch up to you again after Galway.
No problem. Thank you, Patrick. Take care of yourself.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.